Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJEF and AM 800 KREI. So if you're in the Jefferson County area or south of that, you can pick us up on KREI or on KJEF. So appreciate you coming on and listening to our coverage of the Class 2 District 3 tournament. And we've got the first semifinal matchup tonight, Arcadia Valley-St. Vincent. And then following that, Jefferson-St. Pius. And then the championship is played on the same day. So we'll have all three for you here this evening on both stations. Let's go ahead and get to your starters once more for St. Vincent. Molly Myers, Lexi Anderson, Megan Huber, Megan Henneman, Kara Kossel, Mary Schwartz, and Grace Shrimp. For Arcadia Valley, you got Macy Browers, Lainey Tucker, Katie Whited, Josie Landrum, Kirsten Day, Maddie DeMint, and Gracie Smith. That rumbling that you hear is the student sections for both respective sides stomping on the bleachers, and that loud cheer you hear is the girls for each side trying to get the other one pumped up and drown out the other one. So this should be a fun affair. Of course, Arcadia Valley playing St. Vincent twice this season, and Arcadia Valley not dropping a set, taking all four that they have played. Let's thank some of our sponsors. Of course, Fleegs Equipment for being our pregame sponsor. They are located in St. Genevieve and Ledington. You got New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. Also, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, and the UPS store in Festus. Again, Arcadia Valley serving from right to left in this first set. St. Vincent will receive. They chose the left side of the floor after winning the coin flip. Wiping the bottom of her shoes, St. Vincent's number 9, Megan Henneman. The Indians in their white tops, black shorts, blue numbers with a yellow trim. Numbers on the front and the back. For Arcadia Valley, it's all black form with yellow letters and numbers in white trim. Here comes the first serve of the match, and it comes from Lainey Tucker, and St. Vincent sends it back into the net. So an early first point for the Tigers. Lainey Tucker, senior, 5'9", looks every bit of it. Got her hair up in a ponytail tonight, wearing white knee pads, white shoes, spins the ball, and will serve from right to left with the right hand. Gets over the net, played by Shrimp to the floor. St. Vincent diving all around. Three players couldn't quite get to it. Lexi Anderson made an effort. Megan Henneman made an effort. Neither girl could come up with the loose ball on their side. So another point for Arcadia Valley. Serving for the third time is Tucker. Open face serve from right to left. Just gets over the net to the middle back line. Played by the Indians. There's a set and a smash at the net, and it hits low on the floor. And the point earned there by number 9, it looks like, Megan Henneman. Oh, beg your pardon, that was Megan Huber. So Huber picks up the point for the Indians. They now trail 2-1. Serving left to right off the back line will be Lexi Anderson. AV plays it at the net. Punch by Landrum to no avail. Back over St. Vincent sends it. Arcadia Valley to play it. Set. Smash at the net with the right hand. Kirsten Day, and that one is tipped at the net and lands behind the back line for a point, Arcadia Valley. AV serving from right to left on the other end of the floor as we're situated on the corner. Macy Browers serves it to the back line. St. Vincent at the net. A little dump over shot on the left block by Molly Myers. Dig attempt by AV to no avail, and it's now 3-2. St. Vincent on serve, trailing. Shrimp sends it over with the right hand towards the back line. AV keeps it alive. The libero there, wided. Sends it over from the back line. St. Vincent has it and a chance at the net. And it's blocked back down as Kara Kossel could not get it over the blocker, Kirsten Day. And it lands at the feet of Kossel for a point to Arcadia Valley. 4-2 now here in set number one. The libero and serving for AV. Katie Whited, also a basketball athlete, sends it to the middle back row. Punched up into the air by the Indians. Sent over with the right by Kossel, and it's too hot to hand off that back line. Whited winds up sending it over the net, but out of bounds on the right side. And the Indians going toe-to-toe right now with AV down 4-3. Chance to serve and tie as checking into the game for St. Vincent, sophomore outside hitter Marissa Cooper. Here's a serve from the back line, right hand bare. Molly Bear, played by A.V., up over her head. Browers able to get it to her teammate, who sends it over. St. Vincent on their side of the floor goes with the right hand at the net, and Cooper earns the point. Cooper just checked in. She was leaning back, middle part of the net, slightly towards the left, and leaned back, punched it over, got it down. 4-4 score and a serve into the net by Molly Bear. A.V. back on top, 5-4. Sub comes into the game for A.V., and that is number two, Lainey Tucker. Tucker right at the net with Landrum as well. Serve from right to left, and that is DeMint. St. Vincent to play it at the net. Kossel from the middle part of the floor gets it over, but Josie Landrum sends it back her way and just lands in front of that back line. Inches for Landrum points. And Arcadia Valley up by two, 6-4. Serving right to left is DeMint. Sophomore at 5'10", stands out for sure. Gets it over, back row. St. Vincent plays it to the setter, to the attacker, Kossel. And her smash from the middle part of the net to the back row middle lands between a couple of Tigers and the Indians. Again, still going toe-to-toe, now trailing 6-5. Serving left to right is Molly Myers. Low dipping serve played by Whited. At the net, Landrum with a right-hand smash near side, and she gets it over. Tipped at the net. It landed on St. Vincent's side, so Landrum earns the point there for AV. They go up 7-5. Serving right to left, Gracie Smith. Dipping serve, back row, played by St. Vincent. Set there, and a little tap over by Lexi Anderson. AV keeps it alive. Here's Landrum at the net again. Just slightly gets it over. St. Vincent plays it there. A dig by Shrimp. And St. Vincent will send it over with the right hand. Anderson back to A.V. A.V. smashed in the middle of the net by Tucker. Deflected up into the air. St. Vincent plays it off the back row. Shrimp gets it over to A.V. side. Here's Landrum again at the net. Jumps, double block, punches it over. St. Vincent can't play it. And that'll land on the Indian side. Late effort there by Molly Bear. But even if she got a fingertip to it, the ball would have just come up underneath the net. So point to A.V. Landrum getting her hand on that one three times before finally earning the point for the Tigers. So 8-5 now the score. High arcing, dipping serve, Gracie Smith, dig attempt by the Indians. And that was Shrimp, who could not play it well off the back left corner. And so AV's creating a little separation here. It was 6-5, three consecutive points for the Tigers, now leading at 9-5, serving right to left, Gracie Smith off the back row. Again, Shrimp plays it, set there overhead by Bear, punched over by 16, Cooper. Valley returns it. Middle part of the floor, Bear leaps up, punches it over towards the back row. Landrum on the AV side is set up for a smash and a kill and a point for Arcadia Valley. Timeout called by Amy Umfleet, head coach of the Indians, as AV has reeled off four consecutive points. That right hand by Josie Landrum, the senior outside hitter, is a powerful one. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Still first set, 10-5. AV, again, they've gone on a run of four consecutive points. And let's thank some of our sponsors here. Comptree of Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Jefferson College of Hillsboro, the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, and Applebee's of Farmington. Talking to Coach Umfleet beforehand, she said she prefers the short rallies, not the long ones, not where it's back and forth five, six, seven times played by everybody, but she wants it to be kind of quick, and she feels that's the strength of the team of the Indians, is to get those quick points. Well, that has not really been the case here. A couple of quick points, but for the most part, AV's had these long rallies, and they're the ones winning the points thanks to the right fist of Josie Landrum. So out of the timeout, AV will serve right to left. It's Gracie Smith again. High arcing serve, dipping towards the back row. Molly Myers plays it for the Indians at the net. Punch there by Anderson, blocked back in her path. Lifting it over her head for the Indians. Myers back to the AV side. Here's a set and a kill. Browers setting up Maddie DeMint for the strike and point. 11-5 AV. Again, the serve right to left. Smith towards the line near side. Played up by Kossel. Punched over by number 11, Kossel, who got it rejected back to her. And she cannot get it over the AV blockers at the net. Point to the Tigers. By the way, Kossel, very long hair. We're talking about just to above her waist. Here's another Smith serve. She's been serving quite well. Played by Shrimp. Vincent at the net. St. Vincent at the net, played by Marissa Cooper. Arcadia Valley struggling with it, and the ball winds up in front of the stands on the far side of the court, landing on the AV side, so they couldn't quite get to it. And that'll end a run of six consecutive points by AV. 12-6 now the score, serve left to right, Castle. Tigers to play it, set by Browers, kill by Laney Tucker. AV back with the point, 13-6 here in set one. It's a best of three sets in high school volleyball. Josie Landrum will serve for the first time today. Dribbles twice, serving off the back line, near side, sends it over. St. Vincent to play it off the back row. Castle setting it up for Anderson. Her punch over is played by the Tigers. Going to the ground is Browers, able to lift it over her head. St. Vincent to play it off the forearms of Landrum off that back row. Punched up into the air, little push over by Kirsten Day. St. Vincent to play it at the net. Their kill attempt is blocked by the Tigers. And here we go. Matt Greenwood has just caught the volleyball. That one was deflected at the net and popped up all the way to us on this stage up against the wall. Honestly, I was worried about the equipment, so I took my eye off of who got the point for AV. So we'll just give them the point because they earned it. 14-6. That was fun, by the way. I actually did catch it. I'm not lying. There's a serve right to left by the Tigers. St. Vincent, though, will play it the set by Molly Myers, but too strong of a punch by Grace Shrimp. Just missed off that back line. And it's 15-6. AV, it was 6-5 at one point. It's a 9-1 run for AV. But serving it right to left, back line left side, Josie Landrum sends it short into the bottom of the net. And that'll be an easy point for the Indians, maybe their easiest of the night. So a couple of substitutions as we see Megan Huber check back into the game for the Indians. Serving left to right, St. Vincent. And it is number 9, Megan Henneman. Right-hand serve towards the back line. Landrum lifts it up. Set by Browers. Leaning back, Kirsten Day just lifts it over. And then St. Vincent plays it into the net. It seemed like a very easy-to-handle pushover by Kirsten Day, but it dropped between two Indians. One made a last-ditch effort but couldn't quite get it up over the net. So 16-7 Tigers. Serving right to left, taking a big, deep breath. Laney Tucker, and she'll send it long. A good 2, 3, maybe 4 feet behind the back line. And Tucker gives a point back to St. Vincent. Serving left to right for the Indians is Lexi Anderson. Gets it over towards the back line. Landrum plays it off of her hip. Punch to the right side of the floor. Kirsten Day tries to go for the kill. Can't do it. It's blocked back into her path. But AV tips it over. And the point earned by Macy Browers. So a couple of blocks at the net, one for St. Vincent, one for Arcadia Valley. It's the Arcadia Valley block that leads to points. And so 17-8 the score, another timeout by Coach Amy Umfleet of the Indians. It's 17-8 here in the first set. We're back in 30 seconds with AV on serve.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Amy Umfleet, head coach for St. Vincent, very dramatic in the huddle after calling her second time out of set number one. AV is leading 17-8, and the Tigers are on serve. It will be Macy Browers serving right to left for the Tigers. We're situated on a stage, a literal little stage, up against the wall behind the St. Vincent side. So we're seeing the back of St. Vincent's jerseys. That paints a good picture for you. Serve there by Browers, played by the Indians, and a line-to-line shot by Megan Huber lands just to the left. So point to AV. Again, serve for Browers, gets it over. Set by Henneman. Punch with the right hand, right side Huber. AV plays it. Here is Smith at the net, pushes it over. St. Vincent can't play it off the near line. And that'll be a point for the Tigers. 13-3 run. It was 6-5 at one point. AV in command. Line serve there on the left line by Arcadia Valley. Molly Myers to play it at the net. She'll send it line to line. AV to keep it alive. Gracie Smith will push it over for Arcadia Valley. Dive there and dig by Anderson. Keeps it alive for the Indians. They get it over on the third shot to the right hand of Grace Shrimp. And Shrimp earns a point as AV chased that one towards the back wall after it was hit in the middle of the floor. So point to the Indians, and Shrimp is going to be rewarded for earning the point by getting a chance to serve here on the rotation there. Little side action on the serve to the middle back portion of the AV side. Maddie DeMint got a first effort at it, and then it was deflected back in her path. She had to react quickly and did so accordingly and did so very well. And so Maddie DeMint earns a point for Arcadia Valley. And serving now is Katie Whited. 20-9 AV here in set one. Lift by the setter. Hinneman, St. Vincent, pushes it over. AV to play it and Landrum at the net. Instead of going up for the kill, goes up and lays down a lazy little loop shot and earns a point for Arcadia Valley. 21-9. AV in the lead. St. Vincent, if they go on to lose set one here, it'd be the fifth set drop to Arcadia Valley. Here's Katie Whited punching it over from the back line, front of the net, played by St. Vincent. It was dug out by Anderson, punched over by Kossel. AV kept it alive. There's a right hand of Sierra Layton over to St. Vincent's side, left side of the net. Punch over by Molly Myers, deflected up into the air. Third shot is a double fist shot by Katie Whited to the St. Vincent side. Set and smash attempt is a half effort by Huber of the Indians. Gets it over to Arcadia Valley, and there's a nice little set and play by Sierra Layton, who is set up by Landrum. And Sierra Layton, instead of going up for the big, strong right hand, decided to just loop it over the two blockers at the front of the net, and AV gets the point. So 22-9, Arcadia Valley. They need 3 points to win set one. Backline serve Whited, dug out by Shrimp towards the left side of the net, and we have a foul going against the Indians that'll earn the point for AV. It looked like Kara Kossel was out of bounds when she, just touched it illegally, I should say. So AV to serve it over right to left. St. Vincent pushes it up to the sky. Hinneman to Shrimp. Shrimp, her shot from the middle part of the floor goes right into the net. And AV now has set point here in set one. Whited serving for the set. Looping serve. Back line played by Schwartz. Lifted up over by St. Vincent's Myers. AV to keep it alive. Smash at the middle part of the net for the set winner. And yes, it goes to Maddie DeMint. The right hand too powerful for Mary Schwartz. It lands in front of the back line, and AV has taken set one 25-9. We're back in 2 minutes for the start of set two.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Holst Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with a proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. Festus Crystal City and Herculaneum, as well as AM 800, KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and Ironton. Want to thank Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, Mineral Area College of Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve and Crystal City, as well as Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills for being our sponsors for tonight's broadcast. First semifinal game, set one, goes to Arcadia Valley, 25-9, finishing the set on a 19-4 run after it was toe-to-toe between these two. It was 4-3, 6-5, and then as soon as you knew it, it was 25-9 Arcadia Valley. So teams switch sides. AV now on the left side, near side, closest to us as we're behind AV. Our backs to the wall here on a little stage at Jefferson R7. Nice little high point view. St. Vincent will serve right to left. It's going to be Megan Henneman to try to get the Indians off on the right foot. Backline serve played by Landrum. Lifted up, set by Browers. Over to the middle part of the net. Smash with the right hand. Huber between a pair of Indians defenders for a point. AV one set away from advancing to the championship in this Class 2 District 3 tournament. St. Pius, of course, winning the most recent ones and winning a pair of state championships as well. And now a little confusion as to who's going to serve for St. Vincent. Oh, wow, they wound up getting the points. I do apologize. I missed the overrule, so it's a point to the Indians. I do beg your pardon. Megan Henneman serves it over for St. Vincent. Arcadia Valley to play it low in front of the nets, and they're going to earn the point. Dig attempt by Myers to no avail, and it's 1-1. They must have switched that point during that little 30-second break that I was going on about Arcadia Valley being the top seed and advancing here. All right, so serve left to right. Macy Browers, St. Vincent to play it at the net. Punched over and tipped at the net. Anderson for St. Vincent, though, gets the point as it lands out of bounds on the left side of the line. Smith rolling the ball back underneath the net for the serve by Lexi Anderson. Low line drive serve hits the top of the net and stays on the St. Vincent side. So as they go up 2-1, they give the point right back, an easy point for Arcadia Valley. Coming off for the Tigers is Kirsten Day. So serving for AV 2-2, Katie Whited. Serve from left to right. Looping serve towards the back line, lifted up by Castle, set by the Indians. Smash leaning back. Myers gets it over from the near sideline. AV tips it back over. Indians to play it once more. Middle of the net. Another smash attempt by Myers. Gets played by Arcadia Valley. And then at the front of the net, Landrum sends it long off the back line. Point to the Indians. Their third lead of set two. They were up 1-0, then 2-1, now 3-2. Back line served by Shrimp. Lifted off the forearms of Whited. Arcadia Valley punches it over with Landrum. St. Vincent to play it. Their smash attempt is played by Arcadia Valley. And the return shot, the free ball by St. Vincent, played at the middle of the net by Maddie DeMint. And DeMint able to get that one to land on the far left line. 3-3 your score. DeMint earns the serve opportunity. Line drive over towards the back line. Shrimp lifts it high to the sky, and St. Vincent lets the ball come back down. A set there by Henneman. A right-hand shot by Lexi Anderson is a little too long to the far side, going from one line to the other, and she couldn't quite keep it in. So a point to AV. 4-3 they lead. DeMint again serving. Right-hand serve. Gets it over middle part. Huber. Huber gets it back from her teammate Myers. Puts it over to Arcadia Valley's side. Set by Landrum. Smash attempt too long by Macy Browers. 4-4 the score. Set one again going to Arcadia Valley, 25-9. Set two, 4-4 so far. St. Vincent needs this set to keep their season alive. Here's a serve right to left. Bear sent it long towards the back line, played by Whited. set and smash at the middle of the net by Laney Tucker. Blocked by the Indians, then punched over by Castle of St. Vincent. Back to Arcadia Valley side. Landrum from the near side sends it over with a right hand. It's dug out there by Shrimp. St. Vincent pushes it over to Landrum, who illegally pushes it back over to St. Vincent's side. Landrum showing a little frustration with herself. 5-4, St. Vincent has the lead. Serving right to left off the back line, Molly Bear again. That's Molly, I-E, not Y. Gets it over, played by Whited, set by Browers, and a little anger behind that punch by Landrum goes line to line and gets the point. Landrum a little red in the face. It's a little bit warmer in here, and of course, you know, a little angry after misplaying the last ball. So Arcadia Valley back on serve. Low serve there by Smith, but gets it over the net. St. Vincent to play it at the middle part. Blocked by Castle's shot, blocked by Arcadia Valley. Tipped over by the Tigers. St. Vincent to play it. Set there by Myers. Little push over by Anderson. And the Tigers have an opportunity here to play it at the net. And they fail to get it over. 6-5, St. Vincent in the lead. Serving right to left, Myers gets it over, played by Dement up towards the net. Line shot by Bear, by Tucker, is out. And St. Vincent gets the point. Largest lead of the match for the Indians. It's 7-5. Serving over right to the left is Myers. Lifted up by Smith of AV. Set there by Browers. Punched over middle of the floor by Dement over to the St. Vincent side. St. Vincent tips it over. Landrum at the net. Her smash attempt is blocked by the Indians but lands out of bounds. Indians had two players there to block the Landrum kill shot and winds up working in favor of Arcadia Valley. Landrum gets a running start on the serve with the right hand. Played off the chest of Myers illegally. St. Vincent tips it over. Here's a set over the head. Middle part of the floor of Browers. Hit with a right by Laney Tucker, and the point goes to Arcadia Valley. Tucker sending it to the back row. 7-7 the score. Landrum will start on the O of Jefferson, which would be the out-of-bounds sideline in basketball. Gets a running start, pushes it over with the right hand. Played by the Indians. Block at the net. Anderson finds the right palm of Macy Browers as it lands back on the St. Vincent side for an AV point. They're on a 3-0 run. Or a 3-1 run, I should say. From left to right, the serve of Landrum. St. Vincent trying to go line to line with a right-hand shot there by Castle, and she sends it over the Arcadia Valley bench. Good effort there by St. Vincent. Just couldn't find the safe zone. It's 9-7 now. Landrum, again, a running start. Back line, left side, gets it over. Dug out by Myers. Set. And push over with a right-hand Castle, blocked by Arcadia Valley. Tip back over to the nets. And St. Vincent will send it back in Landrum's direction. She dives to the floor, and her shot going towards the scores table. Last-ditch effort there by her teammate Browers, but she couldn't get to it, so a point to the Indians. 9-8, Indians trail. Serving right to left is Castle. Gets it over. AV at the net, left side. Smash by Kirsten Day is good. Into the corner on the near side. 10-8 Arcadia Valley. Our next semifinal matchup is St. Pius and Jefferson. Serving left to right for AV, Laney Tucker gets it over. Middle part of the floor lifted up by Lexi Anderson towards the back row. Saved by Castle. Back to Anderson. Overhead double hand punch over to AV's side. Then an overhead set by Browers. Pushed there with the right hand by Dement. Back into Arcadia Valley's direction. Towards the back corner, back line. Landrum lifts it over her head to her teammate Tucker, who lifts it over her head over the net to St. Vincent's side, and then the Indians at the net win the long rally with a right hand of Lexi Anderson. Indians trailed 10-9. That was a nice long rally there. A couple of overhead returns by Arcadia Valley, but St. Vincent winds up winning it. Anderson able to play the soft pass over at the middle part of the net to earn the point for St. Vincent. On serve to try to tie it up is the right hand of Megan Henneman. Gets it over. Loops. Smith bends the knees. Sends it back up at the net. Played by the right hand of Day. Indians block it, keep it alive on their side, punched over near side of the net. Huber to Arcadia Valley. Landrum just pushes it over on the second attempt to St. Vincent. Little right-hand push over by Anderson, blocked at the net by Arcadia Valley, and that lands at the feet of Anderson for a point, Tigers. Anderson in a tough battle with the front row of Arcadia Valley. 11-9 Tigers lead. Serve by Browers. Indians play it line-to-line shot. Anderson lifted up by the libero, wided over to the right hand of Browers. Sends it over with the right hand. St. Vincent now at the net, right side. Shot by Humer, deflects off of A.V. Landrum keeps it alive for the Tigers, gets it over. Free ball here and set up now by the Indians. Little push over by Kossel, played by A.V. middle part of the floor as Browers keeps it alive. Here's Landrum getting a return from the Indians. Set by Browers, little push over by Dement. And St. Vincent was ready for it as the little pushover hits the top of the net and rolls over and out of bounds. Point to the Indians. Serving right to left, Lexi Anderson and Landrum and Day, or excuse me, Landrum and Dement miscommunicate, and that lands off the right hand of Landrum and onto the sideline. We are all tied up at 11-11 here in set two. AV, of course, taking set one, 25-9. St. Vincent's season on the line here in set two. Served by Anderson, or excuse me, by Kossel. AV plays it, and there's the set by Browers and the kill shot middle part of the net by Maddie Dement towards the back row. It stays in, and it's now 12-11. Tigers. Here comes Whited to serve. Not a running start, unlike her teammate Landrum, who likes to run it up to the serve, and the serve gets over, dug out by Molly Myers, but it stayed on the Indian side, and a late-ditch effort by Henneman to keep it alive, and she cannot do it. Consecutive points for Arcadia Valley. Katie Whited and the Tigers leading 13-11. Left-to-right serve, gets it over, lifted up by Myers. Over to Anderson. Kossel, deep back row, sends it over with the right hand, dug out by the libero, Whited. Browers with the setup. Right side of the net, shot by Smith. St. Vincent keeps it alive. They'll push it over. A.V., double shot. Landrum with the third and the finishing shot. With the right hand, left side of the net to the back corner, right side, and earns the point for the Tigers. They've got 3 points in a row. Now lead it 14-11. Ball landed by the Jefferson Blue Jays locker room. Has to be rolled all the way back to the other side. Whited serving left to right, middle back row. Gets it over towards the corner, played by Kossel to the other line. Set up by Henneman, push over Shrimp. A.V. to play it off the left line, keeps it alive, and then St. Vincent and Grace Shrimp had her shot at the net blocked. There's a lot of G's, a lot of Graces and Gracies. Gracie Smith for A.V. and Grace Shrimp for St. Vincent. So the point winds up going to Arcadia Valley. They're on a 4-0 run, lead at 15-11 here in set number two after taking set one, 25-9. So A.V. in the lead on serve when we return in 30 seconds on KJF and KREI.
When it comes to chronic disease management, you need someone who will walk with you toward a healthier life. Comtree Primary Care offers affordable and accessible comprehensive care in a home-like environment.
Our doctors, nurses, and staff involve you in health decisions and goals and welcome you into our family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood for KJF and KREI, wherever you may be listening to our broadcast, we certainly appreciate it. It is the Class 2 District 3 semifinals and championship tonight on KJF and KREI. We are still in semifinal number 1, AV taking set 1, 25-9, up 15-11 in set 2 on serve. Katie Whited for the Tigers loops it over, dug out by Anderson of the Indians. Right-hand punch over the net by Huber, can't be played by Whited. Lands or rolls off her right fist and towards our broadcast setup, and the point goes to the Indians. And as Whited makes her way back towards the back row, gets a little word of advice from her head coach, Tara Lamb. Indians trying to creep into this three-point deficit. It's 15-12. Back row serve Shrimp towards Whited. Keeps it alive. Browers with the set. The kill at the middle of the net. Dement. It's deflected slightly by the Indians and lands on their side for a point Arcadia Valley. Maddie DeMint, middle hitter, sophomore for Arcadia Valley, leading the team in kills this year with 259. Like I said, just a sophomore, already making a huge impact on her varsity career. She'll serve it hard to the back row shrimp, keeps it alive for St. Vincent. Here's a setup and a pushover by Kossel, played by the Tigers. Left side of the net with a little, I would say a little, but it's a pretty big punch by the right hand of DeMint. And that makes it 17-12 Arcadia Valley. DeMint, third serve in a row. Sends it off the right fist of Lexi Anderson of the Indians. Keeps it alive. Set up there to the right side. Shot by Huber at the net. Played by Arcadia Valley. They'll just lift it over at the net again. Another opportunity is Molly Myers, blocked by AV at the net, but I believe it landed out of bounds. I was watching the ball the whole way, and yes, it did land out. So AV gets the block, but not the point. St. Vincent serving right to left. Molly Bear, a senior server, or setter, I should say. And she'll send it over with the right hand, played by White. It's set by Browers. At the net, Landrum comes and attacks it, and it's blocked at the net by the Indians. They'll keep it alive. Push over with the right hand by number 16, Marissa Cooper. AV will send it back into her direction, but it's actually played by Shrimp off the back line. Lifted over the head by Anderson to AV side. Set by Browers, middle of the net. And smash attempt by Tucker, blocked by the Indians. Off the tip, St. Vincent will push it over. AV returns the favor with Browers. Then St. Vincent has it at the net. A little push over there by Kossel. AV plays it. And what a rally and a point for Josie Landrum and the Tigers. As she's able to hit it towards the back line and keeps it in play for point number 18 for Arcadia Valley. Serving left to right, Gracie Smith. Dug out by St. Vincent's libero, Mary Schwartz. Indians to push it over. A dig attempt by Smith. Gets help from her teammate Wyden, who pushes it over. St. Vincent's side, middle of the floor. A punch attempt there with her feet planted firmly on the ground. So Bear unable to get direction on that shot, and it lands about 10 feet behind the back line off the back wall for a point to the Tigers. 19-13 AV here in set two. They need this one to move on to the championship. There's a shot by Landrum, left side of the net, played by the Indians, but not played well, as it looked like the libero, Mary Schwartz, could not keep it alive for her teammate, Kossel. 20-13, Tigers, serving left to right, Smith, towards the back row. At the net, near side, push over by Cooper of the Indians. AV plays it, smash at the left side of the net for Josie Landrum, dug out by Schwartz. AV gets it back from a St. Vincent tip over Myers, and AV tries to earn the point at the net, and the Indians knock it back to their side of the floor, and it lands in play. St. Vincent down 20-14. They need to go on a run right now. They're on serve. Molly Myers towards the back row, lifted up by DeMint towards Browers. The set from middle floor to the left side of the floor, and Lainey Tucker, the middle hitter playing outside tonight, gets the smash and the kill and the point for Arcadia Valley. 21-14. AV on a 10-3 run. Landrum to serve off the back line. Running start again. Right hand serves it over. Schwartz plays it for the Indians. Turns out to be a nice receive, which sets up a good kill attempt by Lexi Anderson, and it works. A line-to-line shot by Anderson, able to keep it in bounds. 21-15. Indians trying to make their comeback. Their season on the line. AV needs four more points to advance to the championship. Serve right to left, Anderson. Played by Smith. At the net, Day tries her luck. Blocked by St. Vincent, still on the Indian side. Pushed over there by Anderson. AV blocks it. Back to St. Vincent. Here's a right-hand shot by Shrimp. Just gets it over off the top of the net. AV plays it. Browers lifts it up overhead towards Landrum, who sends it off the back row. It's played by the Indians, and Anderson, Anderson winds up earning the point for St. Vincent. Sorry about that. Battling the cold here. Here is Anderson serving it for St. Vincent. AV to play it. Landrum middle of the floor, sends it over with the right hand. Molly Myers for the Indians keeps it alive. Indians trailing by 5 here, point going, and A.B. lets the ball land between two teammates, Dement and Day. Little indecision there by Dement and Day works out for St. Vincent. Now they trail 21-17. Serving right to left, Kara Kossel for the Indians, played by Browers of A.B. at the net. The right-hand smash attempt by Laney Tucker is deflected back over, lands on the A.B. side. And the Indians down 21-14 are now trailing 21-18. We've got ourselves a timeout. AV with the lead. St. Vincent on serve when we return in 30 seconds on KJF and KREI.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Four consecutive points for St. Vincent as they try to keep their season alive here in this semifinal matchup in Class 2 District 3. Timeout called by Coach Lamb of Arcadia Valley. Here's St. Vincent on the serve. Lexi Anderson to get it over. Kossel. Arcadia Valley plays it at the net, and St. Vincent again with a block. Day having no luck getting over those two blockers, Shrimp and also Anderson. So point to the Indians. Again, serving right to left is Kossel. A.V. at the net will send it towards the back line. Diving effort by the Indians is Kossel, but she can't get to it in time. At least not enough power behind it to keep it alive. So that stops the bleeding. A 5-0 point run for St. Vincent dies at 22-19. Serving left to right is Laney Tucker. Gets it over, played off the floor by Anderson. Into the path of Shrimp, and at the net, left block. Shrimp, I think, hit the net with her hand, and that's where they're going to call a foul on Shrimp. Leads to point number 23 for Arcadia Valley. Two away from advancing to the championship. Left side serve, left to right, Tucker gets it over back row. Played by Kossel. Lifted up by the setter, Bear. Played by Shrimp, and that lands on AV's side. It was blocked at the net, but lands at the feet of Day. And the point goes to the Indians. 23-20. St. Vincent down by three. They need to win these next 4 points to put themselves in a spot to take this second set. Serving right to left, by the way, is Megan Huber. Arcadia Valley to play it. Browers the set. Dement from the middle part of the floor hits it. It's deflected up into the air and way too far. Lands at the Jefferson locker room. Match point. Left to right serve. Browers sends it low. Shrimp plays it for St. Vincent. Back to the Tigers side. Pushed down by Gracie Smith. And Shrimp can't get back to it. Point to Arcadia Valley. And they win this one. 2-0 in advance to the Class 2 District 3 Championship. 25-9, 25-20 for set 2. We'll go ahead and step aside here for a couple minutes and continue with our post-game coverage. We'll try to get Tara Lamb of AV and Amy Umfleet of St. Vincent on the post-game show. So give us a couple of minutes to track them down, and we'll come back with you to wrap this one up. Just one semifinal game in the books. It goes to Arcadia Valley again, 25-9 and 25-20. Our next semifinal game is Jefferson and St. Pius. We're probably going to be a good 20 minutes or so, 20 to 25 minutes from getting that one started. So, again, we'll take care of this first semifinal match. We'll wrap it up for you in about 3 minutes on KJF and KREI.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids' menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College, and you.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from Nura Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.nurabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Matt Green, we're back with you for AM800KREI and AM1400KJF, or whichever one you're listening to. Certainly appreciate you coming on for this Class 2 District 3 coverage. First semifinal game, Arcadia Valley, St. Vincent, Arcadia Valley, the top seed, and they played like the top seed, dominating set number one, 25-9. Things got a little interesting in set two as St. Vincent and AV were actually tied 11-11, but a 5-0 run for Arcadia Valley and then a little comeback by St. Vincent. So, Coach, really not a lot to say about set one as we have Coach Tara Lamb with us. That was a pretty easy set for you guys. So let's talk about set two. You went on a 5-0 run, I believe, at 11-11. You were up 18-13, then up 21-14. St. Vincent gets five consecutive points. It was just it was the definition of a battle in set two.
Yeah, we laid back a little bit in the middle and flustered just for a second, and they earned 3-4 points in a row. But my girls' focus came back, and we finished.
As you and I were talking right before we jumped on here for the postgame interview, Josie Landrum, she definitely had her impact in the first set, and some more of her teammates were kind of getting in on the action in set two, but she plays angry.
She plays intense.
Yeah.
She is an intense athlete. She's a three-sport athlete. She loves competition, and she plays intensely for sure.
In the second set, there was a play where she couldn't quite get to the ball, and she got upset with herself. I could see she was upset with herself. And the very next point, she's at the net left side and just hits it as hard as possible and gets you guys the point. That's kind of how your team has been. If it's, you know, if one point is bad, they get back on their horse and they play a great second point after that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we try not to give two in a row. We don't like to give any points at all. We gave a few in the first game. You know, we like to take points as opposed to give them. But if we do give a point, we definitely want to take the next one back.
Maddie DeMint, I threw her name out quite a bit. You have to, because she plays so well for you. And I mentioned that as a sophomore, she has a great impact on this team, leading
yes.
the team in kills by almost seemingly double the second place girl for you. There were a couple of spots where she did a good job blocking. She did a good job striking, and sometimes she had to play a little bit further back as well. Can you kind of just take us through what challenges St. Vincent was having for you guys, sort of middle and back of the floor?
You know, I feel like we played St. Vincent well. I feel like we covered the floor well when they were hitting. You know, we were able to read their offense, and my defense adjusted to that. So I felt like my girls played strong, except for that little bit right in the middle where we kind of set back a little bit.
Jefferson, St. Pius, I believe you've seen both of these schools this year.
I've watched St. Pius play, but we haven't played them.
All right, well, you might get a chance to play them this evening, but sort of your thoughts on your team moving forward against either one of these schools.
Either one of these schools, there's not a point we can give for sure. There's no wiggle room there. We're going to have to play really clean and really consistent to be able to take the win over either one of those teams.
All right, well, let your girls get rested and hopefully watch a good second semifinal match, and we'll see you for the championship.
All right, thank you.
Tara Lamb, head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, joining us here on the postgame show. Let's go ahead and step aside and for a couple of minutes, and we'll see about getting St. Vincent's Amy Umfleet onto the stage here at Jefferson R7. Again, Arcadia Valley takes it two sets to none, 25-9 and 25-20 to advance to the Class 2 District 3 championship game. Let's go. We'll go track down St. Vincent's coach and come back with more postgame coverage here on KREI and KJEF.